We begin this hour with what may be a huge development in the war against the Taliban in Pakistan and Afghanistan. On Friday, U.S. fired missiles killed Hakimullah Massoud, the leader of the Pakistani Taliban. The ruthless leader of the most formidable force opposing the Pakistan government also represented the power and authority in one of the major conflicts in the world. Is a conciliator now dead? Here is Massoud in an interview with the BBC just a few weeks ago.
We believe in talks, but the government's taken no serious steps to approach us. The government needs to sit with us. Then we'll present our conditions.
Hakimullah Massoud in a conciliatory tone in that interview with the BBC. Have we lost a conciliator in this strike against the Pakistani Taliban? Madia Tahir is a documentary filmmaker whose film, The Wounds of Waziristan, looks at the impact of drone strikes close to the Afghanistan border. Madia, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what do you think is the significance of this strike and the loss of Massoud in terms of possible peace talks and the U.S.-Pakistan relationship going forward, if it's even possible to calculate?
It's a difficult thing to calculate. Certainly, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, Hakimullah Massoud was actually quite a vicious leader. So some people have responded to his death with glee, but a lot of people are actually, you know, have expressed a variety of reactions. There are political parties. The Jamaat-e-Islami has called him a martyr. Chaudhry Nassar, the interior minister, has responded fairly, has been, you know, somewhat angry about the death of Hakimullah Massoud because the government was attempting to pursue talks with him and with the TTP. And from his perspective, he says, you know, this was the death of possible peace negotiations.
Is it the authority within the Pakistani Taliban that you really need to speak with to have any chance at peace talks? And will a leadership crisis undoubtedly delay the possibility of that, whatever the reputation of Hakimullah Massoud?
Absolutely. I mean, he was somebody that was sort of had shown himself to be open to peace talks. At least that is what he had said in his last interview. You know, and aside from that, strategically, these talks were important. You know, there could have been various outcomes from these talks. The simplest one would obviously have been that the TTP opens itself up to dialogue. We go through the talks and it's actually able to control the various splinter groups. And, you know, hopefully we have peace. The other option would have been that the groups splinter even more and that there's a breakdown because of the pressure through these talks onto the TTP. Or, you know, the last possibility is that basically that the talks fail and that then the Pakistani government is able to pursue fighting the TTP after having a public that actually understands that negotiations have already been tried and that they had failed. So you know, there were strategic reasons to have these talks, and that plan is now in tatters.
So let's listen once again to Massoud speaking with the BBC just a few weeks ago, talking about the jihadist mission of the Taliban and really talking like a politician. Listen.
Praise be to God. We've targeted those who are with the infidels, America, and we'll continue to do that. But as for the attacks against the property and lives of Muslims, we deny any link to them.
So, Madia, is that a credible argument in terms of the people of Pakistan? Do they believe, in fact, that there's a distinction between the Pakistan Taliban and attacks on Muslims within Pakistan?
You know, I think there people fall on various sides of that. Certainly, the TTP has been responsible for fairly vicious attacks on Pakistanis. So I don't think necessarily that Pakistanis believe that the TTP is not engaged in attacks. However, a lot of these attacks, you know, they've attacked soldiers, they've attacked police officers, and they've also attacked civilians. But I think where it gets muddy is that Pakistanis also see that there's a correlation between the increasing violence of the TTP and the American occupation in Afghanistan and the drone attacks in Pakistan. These things are linked. And I think that's where the anger comes from, that, you know, it is ultimately Pakistanis who are left dealing with the consequences of American actions in Afghanistan and in Pakistan.
Although it would appear that this attack coming really just a few weeks after a meeting between President Barack Obama and the leader of Pakistan, that the civilian leadership in Pakistan and the White House seem to be seeing eye to eye on confronting the Pakistani Taliban, wouldn't you say?
That's hard to say. I mean, today Nawaz Sharif did make a public speech, and he said that he was, without sort of mentioning the drone attack, he sort of called for giving peace a chance and giving talks a chance. So I'm not sure that simply because there was a discussion between President Obama and Nawaz Sharif that this means, therefore, that they see eye to eye on how to deal with the Pakistani Taliban.
Well, certainly all of these issues disrupted by the events over the weekend. Madia Tahir is a documentary filmmaker. Her film, The Wounds of Waziristan, looks at the impact of drone strikes close to the Afghanistan border. Madia, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.